This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The concentrations of selenium and nitrate entering the Elk River and northwest Montana's Kootenai watershed as a result of coal mining operations in British Columbia are so high that they are without precedent, according to a new study authored by the U.S. Geological Survey. The mining-related pollution of selenium, nitrate, and sulfate concentrations in the Elk River are among the largest documented increases in the primary literature, researchers found. USGS researcher Merrill Storb said her team pored over all of the studies they could find on mining and solutes published in the last 40 years, but couldn't find anything even close to matching the pollution in British Columbia's Elk River, where selenium concentrations have grown sixfold and nitrate concentrations have grown by nearly 800% since 1997, worse than pollution from mines in Appalachia, southern Idaho, and China. Selenium pollution has been a source of particular concern in the Elk and Kootenai watersheds because it can cause reproductive failure in fish and lead to spinal, gill, and facial deformities. Selenium concentrations in northwest Montana's Lake Coconusa have far exceeded the 0.8 microgram standard for that water body since July 2020. One of Lake Coconusa's tributaries, the Elk River, is profoundly impacted by mountaintop removal coal mining north of Fernie, British Columbia. In addition to releasing selenium in the Elk Kootenai watershed, the ammonium nitrate used in mining explosives is responsible for adding hundreds of tons of nitrate to downstream waterways every year flowing into Montana. The overall concentration of nitrate in the Elk River has increased nearly ninefold the past 43 years. Rising nitrate levels can throw aquatic food webs off kilter, contributing to algal blooms, which can threaten aquatic insects and fish that feed on them, and poisoning or sickening wildlife, pets, and people who drink or recreate in the polluted water. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has expressed concern that rising selenium concentrations could be playing a role in the recent decline, 50%, of mountain whitefish populations in the Kootenai River. Very high levels of selenium have been found in the fish ovaries or eggs of West Slope cutthroat trout, peamouth chub, and northern pike minnow pulled from Lake Coconusa for sampling. Teck Resources is the mining company that operates the four largest coal mines in the Elk River Valley, Canada. The mines collectively produced nearly 25 million tons of steelmaking coal in 2021 and were responsible for nearly half of British Columbia's 2020 mining revenues. Teck says it's putting $1.4 billion into water treatment technology to remove selenium from surface waters before it flows downstream, but selenium concentrations in the Elk River and Lake Coconusa continue to rise. Teck Resources also is expanding mining operations, contributing to more selenium pollution. While retail giants like Amazon and Walmart hope for big profits on Black Friday, the start to Christmas shopping the day after Thanksgiving, the less heralded Small Business Saturday is looking to continue its winning streak for 32 million small businesses in the U.S., riding a wave of enthusiastic consumer spending and robust government investment. Small Business Saturday is to encourage holiday shoppers to support local small businesses. The day has become a mom-and-pop counterpart to Black Friday, which is often dominated by huge national and multinational corporations. 55% of small business owners across the nation anticipate that Small Business Saturday will make a significant contribution to their overall holiday sales this year. Small businesses use the slogan "Shop Small" for Small Business Saturday. Over the past 13 years, consumers have spent nearly $184 billion during Small Business Saturday. Last year's event drove nearly $18 billion in consumer spending. American Express started Small Business Saturday in 2010, and the Small Business Administration has co-sponsored the event since 2011. New federal data indicates that this year's Small Business Saturday comes at a particularly good time for small independent entrepreneurs. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.